Imagine transforming your marketing strategy to pay only when you get actual customers, not just eyeballs on your ads. This isn't some futuristic concept. It's already reshaping how the smartest brands grow. Take Mike Salguero's ButcherBox, which skyrocketed from $20,000 to over $2 million in monthly revenue within just 2 years, without outside capital. His secret weapon? Partnership marketing, paying partners only after they deliver actual sales or leads. While most companies remain trapped in increasingly expensive bidding wars on Google and Facebook, forward-thinking brands have discovered a more sustainable path. As marketing costs continue to skyrocket and privacy regulations tighten, partnership marketing offers an escape from the digital marketing hamster wheel that has left so many brands exhausted and overextended. What makes this approach so powerful is its perfect alignment of incentives. Unlike traditional digital marketing, where you analyze effectiveness after spending, partnership marketing ensures you pay only after securing desired results. This creates three game-changing advantages: guaranteed profitability, since you set pricing upfront to ensure margin goals; scalability through technology platforms that can manage thousands of partnerships simultaneously; and sustainability, because you're not constantly forced to outbid competitors just to maintain visibility. Have you noticed how every hot marketing channel eventually becomes prohibitively expensive? This predictable cycle repeats. Marketers discover a new channel with tremendous returns, competition increases, and prices rise until only the largest brands can afford to participate. Daily Candy illustrates this pattern perfectly. Starting as a simple email newsletter in 2000, it grew so influential that a mention could launch a brand overnight. By 2008, it charged $25,000 for a dedicated email, pricing that eventually made it irrelevant to most brands. This pattern transforms digital marketing into a game of whack-a-mole, where marketers must maximize returns on channels before they become unaffordable. Meanwhile, direct-to-consumer models have eliminated intermediaries, e-commerce giants dominate online shopping, and privacy regulations restrict data collection. The solution isn't chasing the next hot platform, but diversifying beyond the digital triopoly of Google, Facebook, and Amazon toward partnership marketing, where relationships and results matter more than bidding wars. The marketing landscape has fundamentally changed. Traditionally, brands like Mattel focused on creating awareness to convince retailers to stock products, letting stores handle customer relationships. Everything changed in 2011 when Dollar Shave Club disrupted the razor industry by selling affordable blades directly to consumers. Their viral launch video generated 12,000 signups within 48 hours, eventually leading to a $1 billion acquisition. This direct-to-consumer revolution, accelerated by the pandemic, created a new cycle where brands sell directly to users, fulfill orders, and manage customer relationships themselves. This shift popularized subscription models, generating consistent revenue. Companies now view customers as potential long-term relationships rather than one-time transactions, elevating the lifetime value (LTV) metric. As e-commerce sales tripled between 2010-2019, purchasing decisions transformed. Without physical stores for browsing, today's shoppers trust third-party reviewers, influencers, and digital publishers more than brand advertising. Research shows 34% of Americans read product reviews daily, and 79% trust online recommendations over friends and family, exactly what partnership marketing delivers. Bidding wars trigger irrational behavior. Economist Richard Thaler observed this contradiction when his professor refused to sell wine for over $100 while never paying more than $35 for similar bottles. Auctions exploit our competitive instincts, ownership feelings, and loss aversion. This same dynamic undermines digital marketing ROI. A 2007 study revealed eBay auction winners overpaid by 73% compared to fixed-price options for identical items. The pattern repeats across digital marketing. Promising platforms become crowded, driving prices beyond profitability. Facebook and Google have exacerbated this by implementing auction-based pricing instead of fixed rates. Staying competitive now requires speed, nimbleness, capital, and sophisticated bidding tools. The winner's curse occurs when brands bid competitively without knowing their campaign's actual revenue potential. Facebook's average ad price jumped 47% between 2020 and 2021, far outpacing most advertisers' profit growth. Partnership marketing offers an alternative with predictable costs tied directly to results. Every brand today competes with Amazon, which spent $22 billion on marketing in 2020 and serves 197 million monthly customers. You can't outspend them, and selling on their platform means competing with third-party sellers, now 55% of Amazon's business, and potentially Amazon itself. Partnership marketing offers an alternative. While Amazon has numerous affiliate partners, it lacks personalization. Smaller brands can leverage this weakness by building direct relationships with partners, offering optimization support, relevant content, and exclusive opportunities. Privacy concerns are reshaping digital marketing. When Target identified a teenager's pregnancy before her father knew, it highlighted how companies overstep boundaries. Today, 92% of Americans worry about privacy, and most distrust companies' data handling. This privacy reckoning began with the EU's GDPR, followed by California's Consumer Privacy Act and similar regulations. These laws threaten businesses reliant on data-driven advertising and third-party cookies, which Google Chrome will soon block. Partnership marketing thrives in this environment by focusing on contextual relevance rather than invasive targeting. When a shoe brand partners with a review site, readers trust the recommendations without feeling their privacy is violated. No extensive personal data required. Partnership marketing has evolved into a sophisticated technology-driven channel beyond traditional affiliate programs. It includes paying various partners, bloggers, review sites, media companies, mobile apps, and businesses who drive specific results. Modern programs use nuanced commissioning instead of flat rates, with partners receiving payments based on their value, tactics, or per-order contribution. For example, a clothing brand increased commissions for partners acquiring new customers while reducing payouts on discounted items, benefiting both parties. This approach creates scalable marketplaces similar to Uber and Airbnb, connecting brands with specialized marketers on an outcome basis. Brands can test new channels without heavy upfront investment, leverage external expertise, and build a diversified fat pipe that competes with triopoly giants without paying premium prices. Partners include content sites providing editorial coverage, coupon and deal sites, loyalty partners offering rewards, lead generation partners, and emerging channels like influencers, podcasts, and brand-to-brand partnerships previously managed by business development teams. In September 2008, America learned a harsh lesson about misaligned incentives when the housing market collapsed. Mortgage brokers prioritized quantity over quality once banks could sell rather than hold mortgages. This same misalignment plagues digital marketing. Traditional approaches value impressions and clicks over results, despite users rarely clicking banner ads. Yet American brands still spent nearly $100 billion annually on programmatic display advertising. The triopoly, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, has no incentive to guarantee sales when brands willingly pay for impressions. Like mortgage brokers with unqualified buyers, these platforms profit from metrics that may not deliver comparable returns. Partnership marketing represents a transformation similar to how Salesforce revolutionized sales or how Marketo and HubSpot changed marketing automation. As budgets shift toward outcome-oriented partnerships, even the triopoly will need to adapt. The marketing future isn't about impressions, it's about paying for actual business outcomes. Aligning incentives between your brand and marketing partners creates a sustainable growth engine that scales with your success, offering predictability, profitability, and peace of mind.